Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business in the Mesilla Valley. And I have heard of Engage NM, but I've never really understood what they do.
Very interesting story today. We are Engage NM tries to promote the well-being of everybody in southern New Mexico. And one of the ways they do this is through early childhood education. And the reason this ended up in a business column is because it doesn't sound like a fit so far. But a few years ago, in 2015, the folks at Engage formed a company, a business called We Are IT, an information technology support company. And it's interesting to have this business born of their need for some information technology help. And they got it going so well that they spun it off as a little business. Now, We Are IT provides all sorts of information technology services throughout the city, and their profits go back to Engage New Mexico. So it's a business that formed from a nonprofit, but it's for profit, but its profits go back to the nonprofit.
Interesting.
Very interesting. And it's, you would think they might be not as effective a company or not have the chops that a regular business would, but that's simply not the case. They offer a really wide range of tech solutions, website development, design, updating. They do web hosting. They do graphic design. They're even now working on digitally archiving old photos for businesses and for people.
And so this is an entire group. It's fully staffed?
Three people.
Three people.
But three very driven people. I was talking to Summer Mitchell, who's their sort of their marketing director, and she does graphic design for them. And you know, it's really interesting. They're doing game consoles now in addition to everything else. So they're expanding and growing like a regular business. And some of the work that they do recently, they got a grant, and they were able to go out to 10 nonprofits here in town and help them get their IT problems solved, you know, upgrading either hardware, software, debugging, setting up networks for them. They ended up, let's see, how many, there were 10 businesses. Let me see if I can get them all. The Las Cruces Green Chamber, the Friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks, Southern New Mexico Diabetes Outreach, CASA, Habitat for Humanity, Boys and Girls Club, NM Cafe, Children's Reading Alliance, Empowerment Congress, and El Caldito all got this free work from We Are IT.
And there are nonprofits.
So it's really interesting that, you know, I don't want to indicate that We Are IT only works for nonprofits. This is the work that they've done on the side as sort of their mission, their gold star, as Summer refers to it. But they are out there for individuals, for businesses, for anybody that needs help. And they actually have a computer and cocktails event coming up where people can bring in their computer, get it worked on. If they can fix it there, they'll fix it there. If it needs some parts or some more work.
I need to know when this is.
It is. I can tell you that. It is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. August 14th. And it's going to be at the Community Action Agency Building, 3880 Foothills Road. And they're going to be talking about getting cyber secure, getting website wisdom, and getting fabulous photos. And you can find out more about these guys at their website, www.werit.net.
Okay. Let's, speaking of nonprofits, the Green Chamber of Commerce stepped up with tips for success for nonprofits.
Yes, we've kind of got a nonprofit this edition. Carrie Hamlin from the Green Chamber wrote our column this week. And, you know, they've started a new nonprofit support and success sort of operation within the Green Chamber to help our local nonprofits. And this week she's got a few tips. These are from idealist.org, tips for people to consider when they're starting a nonprofit or helping start a nonprofit, or if they're got one that's currently up and running. The first tip is to remember that all nonprofits are local. Even national nonprofit organizations have to register with the local community. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that your donations will stay local. It's just something to be aware of when you're making a donation to a nonprofit. If you want that money to stay in the community, make sure through the nonprofit that those dollars will go to work here in the community. Tip number two, local supporters are necessary. Absolutely, absolutely vital. The first thing to do when you start a nonprofit, you identify the circles of friends who know your work, develop a strategy for earning income, and go forward from there. Step three, nonprofits have to be businesslike. And this is why we keep talking about them in the business section. A well-run nonprofit has to really focus on their business. And also you need to remember, often not starting a nonprofit is the best way to serve, because there may be somebody out there who's already doing that. And finally, plan for the long term. All this is in Carrie's column, some really good information and links this week.
Quickly, tourism.
Very quickly, it's a $6 billion industry in New Mexico, and the New Mexico True campaign and New Mexico State University's ACES College are reaching out to rural communities. They have a program to help communities welcome tourists, let them know the best practices, and that can be found through your local extension agent.
All right, Jason, thank you very much.
My pleasure as always.